Hello, and this is Jim Zuris, podcast host here at the annual Wellness and Chronic Care Management event for senior home advocates here in Laguna Hills, California. I'm with Brooke Russo of Brooke Russo & Associate. Hello, Brooke. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks. How are you?
Great. So you were a keynote speaker here at the event. I just want to tell you that was fantastic, and I think your message is excellent. So, Brooke, tell me about your company and what you do and the service you provide.
My group is a group of social workers and recreation therapy consultants, and we travel up and down the state of California to skilled nursing facilities and some assisted living facilities. Mm-hmm. We teach staff how to manage folks with dementia without medication, and we do a lot of systems checking to make sure that they're in regulatory compliance. We also provide orientation and training to new hires, and three times a year I actually teach an online course to certify folks as a social service designee in a skilled nursing facility. Dementia training is mandatory in the state of California for 6 hours for all certified nursing assistants.
Okay.
I think it's 6 hours a year that the facilities have to teach their staff about dementia.
Okay.
Because it really is so incredibly prevalent at
right.
all different levels.
I would think that services, they must be exploding along with the need. Is that the case?
The population's exploding. I don't know if everyone recognizes the need for additional training. There's a lot of facilities out there that are very proactive with the training and
okay.
understand the value, and there are others who are less proactive.
So, Brooke, what do you see the trend going forward? We're going to have more and more folks with dementia as the baby boomers continue to age.
Absolutely. And I have a special certification from Tipa Snow, the woman that I showed
right. okay.
In the presentation. She is on a mission, personal mission. She wants to change dementia care in our country. And
right.
she's also doing it worldwide now. But her belief is that dementia care is a civil rights issue.
Okay, wow.
And too often, it's too common that folks who care for folks with dementia don't have the knowledge and understanding of how to do it properly
right.
to preserve those civil rights. In fact, one of the physicians that attended today, she came up to me after and says, "I'm dealing with this right now with my father. Could you please come and talk to my entire family?" Well, fortunately now, there's the Alzheimer's Association. They've got chapters all over the country.
Uh-huh.
And they have excellent support groups and speakers.
Mm-hmm.
And just their website alone is filled with resources.
Great. Brooke, do you do speaking engagements outside of the profession itself?
Oh, absolutely.
So if someone wanted to contact you,
mm-hmm.
like the physician did, help me, help my family, how do they do that? What's your contact information?
So my contact information is brooke@brookerusso.com, and Brooke has an E, or my cell phone, 707-246-3206.
Well, great. Appreciate you coming on the podcast, Brooke.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It was a pleasure.